Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The champ is in studio. Harold Calderon. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm feeling great,
you now,
man.
You now have hardware with you. Look at you.
Yeah.
We brought it. Yeah. We got something.
Look at this climb that's gone down.
Hey, it's a small climb to the top, man. You know, it feels great to bring that little strap here. I want the bigger one, though. That's the main goal. That's the focus.
The bigger they get, the shinier they get.
Yep.
But it's man, it was good to see you. I was in the building for that one. And first of all, this is crazy. I've never seen a glove break mid fight. So that takes a lot of mental fortitude for you to get through, because that was wild. The fight has to stop, and well, what do we do in this situation? And Ricardo's like running to the back to go get the damn glove fixed so you could go and finish the job when you start. So you almost look like a cyborg. You got a silver glove. You got like a black glove going on, and bing bang, it's over.
I heard they were calling me the Iron Fist. Crazy.
It was working, man. And the other thing that was cool about that night was your ring attire walking out there. You had the Vice colors going on.
Had to.
You had the D-Wade on the back of the robe, which was cool. D-Wade himself retweeting it. That was it was pretty awesome that all came through.
It was only right, man. He retired. You know, it was my first opportunity to show a dedication, you know what I mean? Because he retired and I didn't fight, so this was the first fight after his retirement. I had to do something for the man. You know how I feel about him.
Of course, man.
Yeah,
of course.
Has it
all been as far as after you get this going? Like, what is the feeling been in camp, getting ready? You're fighting next Friday, July 26th, again at Miccosukee. What is this camping like now that you feel like you've gotten this first step out of the way and you're trying to get towards the bigger prize?
I mean, camp's been the same. You know, we have one goal, and you know, this was just an accomplishment. I'm very happy for the belt, but you know, we're not settling for that. We got the bigger belts. You know, that's what we want. Camp's been great. You know, it's been amazing. We're building off the last fight. And the last fight, so I don't know if you noticed, every fight we're just getting better, more patient, and we're just looking better.
Is that hard? Like, you always pack the building every time that we watch you fight. Like, you have a ton of fans that are there, and I always got to wonder the kind of pressure that comes with that, because, you know, people want to see a show, but you also are trying to get better, and people want to see knockouts. Is it hard to stay in your head in that regard, or is it easy? You like hearing the cheers, and it eases you in there?
It's gotten easier, I tell you that much. Like, I zone in. Once the bell rings, I know what the goal is and what the target is, and it's focused on my opponent and, you know, just capitalize on mistakes and just get them out of there. You know, that's the goal. I don't listen to the crowd. You know, they don't hype me up. I'm focused, man. I promise you, I'm focused when I'm in there. You know, the Calderon Army, they come, you know, deep, and I just don't let it get to me, you know, but...
It's been pretty cool seeing you represent for the city, man, because that was one thing that Leroy and I noticed when we go out to the Hard Rock. I was like, man, who's this dude who's got all these fans here?
Yeah.
It was wild.
There's always a fan favorite. One guy, they will sit there through a whole card for their guy, and you know when it's their guy.
But it's got to be pretty cool. Like, have you seen all the reactions kind of happened recently from the UFC with, like, Jorge Masvidal? You know, I got another one from Miami, and it looks like he's on the doorstep of a title. Like, seeing what the city has done to embrace him as a combat athlete and yourself as a boxer, like, you know, getting to shine the light on Miami-Dade and guys from here to get to the top like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, shout out to my boy George. You know, he did it. He made a record. What is it, 5 seconds knockout?
5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
That's only because the ref was slow, though.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yo, I went nuts.
I went nuts. I was like, people are like, what is this irrational stuff that's going on there, man?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, like, could you imagine training forever long, all the trash you talking, and you run at the dude like you're going to knock him? Like, man, look, I'm at least, if I'm going to talk trash, it's going to at least last a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, if he going to knock me out, he ain't going to first swing of anything.
Right.
Oh, man.
What's the most trash? Have you had a situation on the most trash that's happened to you before a fight?
The most what?
Most trash talk that somebody's tried on you before a fight.
You know, it comes. I don't pay no attention to it. I can't really remember, but I know they all come talking. They all
they
come
all
talking.
Come jawing at you.
Yes,
I've seen you at weigh-ins. I've seen you. You've got you are very intense at those things, man. When it's game time for it, like, you're not playing around with that stuff. And people will try those things to get into your head. Has anybody ever kind of succeeded or said something wacky? Like, what the hell? What does that mean? What do you mean?
Nah. They try, but you know, I'm so mentally focused and. Nah, it don't get to me.
Nothing shakes you, man.
Nothing. Because I already put in the work. You know, I pay my dues and hard work. I just come and collect when it's fight night.
Yeah.
Weigh-ins is my favorite part. I get to rehydrate and eat and rest for the day and get ready to go to war the next day.
Yeah. Ricardo, as your trainer is with us, what have you seen as far as his growth is concerned, man, in the kind of path as it's gone, getting to this point with getting the WPC Latino Championship? Have you seen him grow?
Well, what's amazing is the Calderon team not only focuses on Harold, but it also focuses on the growth of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's continued to grow and mature in his boxing career, we've added more people to the team. I know that, you know, the first time it was Harold, myself, Gabe, and before that we had some other people that we were working with. Now we continue to add people that we're working with. And, you know, the biggest thing is that we want to continue to grow. We don't want to stay stagnant. And, you know, one step at a time. Now the WBC recognizes him.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the next phase is what? Get higher ranking, of course, and then so on and so forth. And, you know, with all of the alphabet soup of the belts, sometimes you got to pick and choose which path is the best for you and your fighter and the team, because
right.
It's not the same for everybody. So right now we're working with the WBC. They're showing a lot of love, and, you know, Harold's doing his thing, you know. Kale Fitness, they're out there doing their thing. You know, Punch, we're doing our thing. So the growth of the whole team is what's really helping this surge and really helping this push. And you and, you know, everyone else that's showing their support is amazing. The city that shows their support for somebody that's coming up in boxing. And it took him 11 fights to get here. It took him 11 fights till he got home.
Right.
Now he's home. And now there's the love.
How is it this weekend you got a welterweight championship between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. Like, how is that as a situation for you? You're a guy who's on the climb, and I'm sure you always, when you're on the climb, you're always looking at the top. So do you watch something like this weekend, and are you visualizing taking those guys on? Do you think about the path to beat those guys? How do you take in something like that?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, we plan 2-3 steps ahead, and hopefully them guys are there by the time I get there. You know, maybe I see myself in the top 15 in the next 2 or 3 fights. You
right.
know? And a lot could happen. Pacquiao could retire. Thurman could retire. You know what I mean?
I can't believe Pacquiao's still doing it, man. He's
yeah,
the best.
Crazy.
I love that dude, man.
Wait, he's older.
Legend,
he's
man.
Older than Mayweather.
No, he's younger. By
he's
like
younger?
A year or two.
By like a year.
Okay.
They're both old, though. They're both like 41.
Yeah, they're in their 40s.
41 is up there, man.
You think Mayweather fight Pacquiao again?
No, man. No.
Why?
He's too. Why? Because he's getting $10 million to fight Japanese people over there
yeah.
in, like, exhibitions. Why would he do that?
Yeah,
man.
No.
Man.
Yeah, man. It's like, I don't, you know, it's one of those things where it's cool seeing that whole Legends rub and whatnot, but it's got to be for you one of these things where, like, welterweight is at such a hot, at a hot point right now that by the time you do get to that realm, like, you know, who knows who's going to be at top. Hopefully it's even more sorted out, but I do wonder, because you have so much thing that goes into the focus of getting to this point that, like, you always still got to imagine, like, what the end road looks like too, though. Like, what does it look like when you get to the top?
I mean, I see it's going to be a pretty smooth sailing, man, because these guys, they keep beating up each other, you know, and there's only so much the body could take. They keep taking these tough fights, and they're taking punishment,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So I haven't really took no punishment in my career, you know. I feel good, strong.
Yeah, it feels like you're dishing it out a lot more, though, man. Like, that is one thing I've been noticing. Like, as the fights have gone on, you're finishing these things with a lot more authority, it feels like. You feel like you're punishing your opponents a lot more.
Yeah, see, I realize it's the world title chase run right now, and there's no more time for, like, vacations. Because usually I fight, take a month off, vacation, have fun. Nah, we take 2 days off, maybe 3, and then we're right back to the gym building from the last fight. And you can clearly see that every fight I'm adding things. I'm just feeling more comfortable in every situation. You know what I mean? I haven't really been tested yet. You know what I mean? These guys, once we get in the ring, they start running, man. And I have to chase them down.
Yeah.
You guys don't really get to see me, like, do a lot of things. All you see him is just hunting, hunting. And I tell you, like, I feel like I'm becoming a more complete fighter and I can handle any situation that's coming my way. I just haven't had a chance to show it yet. I haven't been put to the test yet.
What was it like? I saw recently you worked out with Paulie Malignaggi before the bare knuckle. What was it like getting a chance to work with him, a guy who's been a world champion before?
Yeah, definitely. It was just an honor to be in the ring with him, man. You know what I mean? It was great. We had good. We sparred, like, we had two sessions, you know, and it was good, man. It was just an honor to be in there with him.
Hmm. So let me ask you this before we continue with the boxing. You're a huge Heat fan, all right?
Oh yeah,
huge Heat fan. What have you thought about the moves so far,
Jimmy Butler? I like Jimmy
Butler on the
pickup.
Were you disappointed we didn't get Russ?
Yeah, you know, yeah, but I kind of was like, can they play together? Because you know how Russ is, and Jimmy, he got his own little. He got his own little.
Say it.
What? We dodged the bullet. Dodged the bullet.
Oh gosh.
We dodged the bullet. I'm just gonna
stop. What?
I'm gonna say it, man. We dodged a bullet.
No, he was leading the charge.
If we would have gotten Russell Westbrook, then I would have been like, yeah, Heat culture.
And when they didn't get Jimmy Butler earlier in the year, we dodged a bullet
We may have dodged
a
bullet.
I said we may have dodged a bullet.
Yeah, but
I like Jimmy
Butler. That was because I didn't know that the Sixers coach was a bozo. I didn't know that at the time.
Come on.
I was reading the reports and they were saying that Jimmy Butler was getting into fights in Philadelphia like 2 weeks in. I was like, maybe we dodged a bullet. And then he goes up there and he goes, Brett Brown goes, his name is, he was James Butler today. He was James. And then Jimmy Butler goes, my name's not James, man. Like, it's not informal for anything. Like, my name is just Jimmy Butler. So the coach completely looked like a buffoon. Right. So I blame him. But maybe we dodged a bullet. I don't know. Don't look at me like that, Leroy.
Hey, man, he played with Wade, man. So, you know, he might have learned a thing or two from the vet.
If you have the Wade seal of approval.
See, I'm scared. I'm scared because we're going to Vegas. As soon as you start feeling yourself, you just got a hold of the belt. You had a belt in your hands. You start shadow boxing.
He's calling everybody out.
No, really. He starts shadow boxing. We were in Vegas.
Hey,
no,
there's a ton of Irish people around. There's a ton of Irish people around. It just naturally comes out.
I got
climbing lions and stuff.
I got one more Heat question that has to be asked because the texters are chiming in.
Yes.
Where do you stand on UD? You want him back?
Oh, yeah. He's a legend, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. He can stay as long as he wants, man.
All y'all could get out of here with that. Man, look.
Minus one.
If he can help the team, I'm all for it.
Oh,
it has nothing to do with his contributions to the organization. Okay? But what he's doing for the organization right now, he could do from the second row.
Minus one.
If he can play, put him out there, let him play. Let him contribute.
Yeah. All right.
But his contribution can't be Heat culture.
Minus one.
Heat buckets. Oh, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Very good by you.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
You minus one.
Get out of here with that.
You know what? I'll get you on the side with this because you know I know like you are as diehard a Dolphin fan as it gets, and I got it because you go to every single game.
Oh yeah, Dolphins. I don't miss.
How do you feel at the idea of the Dolphins may tank this year to get a quarterback? Does that drive you nuts, or are you okay with that?
I hate to hear that, man. You can't just give up. You can't do that.
Only buffoon fans want their team to lose.
Exactly, bro.
Right. This idiot wants the team to lose for a quarterback in college. So you don't even know if he can play.
He's the best quarterback, man.
He's the best quarterback in college.
What a championship off the bench. He won a championship off the bench.
What's questionably the best quarterback in college?
He's addicted to meth.
Wait. Ooh. What about
jeez?
Jamarcus Russell.
You don't have to. No. You guys don't have to feel uncomfortable.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, but Jamarcus Russell also, he liked the purple drink. Like he did. Like that was known. That was
known. Okay, but still, just think of how excited the Raiders got. Woo, we tanked for Jamarcus Russell. That's what you want to say?
They had Crazy Al Davis at the time.
Yeah, you can't compare any organization to the Raiders.
Look, I want guys who I can see play at this level. So I'm glad to have Josh Rosen, right? I don't know if it's going to pan out, but at least we know he has played professional football. I'm not waiting another year down the line for a guy that played good college football a year ago.
We're talking to Harold Calderon. So he is defending his championship coming up next Friday, WBC Latino champion. Now, you have a crew in here, man. Like, these are your teammates? Like, what's going on here? You have – this is give me a little rundown of the team here. What do we got going on?
I brought the team, man. You know, I brought some of the you know, guys from Miami that's coming up in the boxing world. You know, we got some amateurs, number ones over here, and we got some top dogs that's going to, you know, once their time comes, they're going to be a problem out here. You know, they just need more exposure. You know, they're kind of going through what I went through back in the day, you know, where nobody knows me, but I have a talent, and right. and it just needs to be shown. You know what I mean?
Give me some of the names. Who's here, man? Let me know.
So we got Luis Melendez. We got Chauncey Grace.
What's up, everybody? Luis, you just want the Hard Rock, right? That was going to, yeah. We saw okay, that was yeah, the, that we was the opener.
We were there.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. So how did it feel? Get on the mic here for a second. How did it feel getting that first win, man? Or getting that not their first win, but how did it feel racking that one up last week?
I felt great. I put on a great performance. It was awkward fight. He dropped me. I got back up and I dropped him back and I just was whooping his ass. Man.
Huh? That was guts out of you.
Yeah. I come to win. I don't come to lose.
That was awesome, man.
I was a little shocked, you know.
Everybody's yeah, like, been like, well, that was a part of the plan.
Yeah.
But he held, was, you know, he kept composure like a real champ, man.
As long as they swing and you can get knocked out.
Yeah, man.
One more round, it was over. Fighting 4 rounds is like fighting 3.
That's quick, man. Yeah, absolutely. So who else we got here, man?
We got Chauncey Grace. He's undefeated.
Yeah? That's the one you next in the ring, man. When are we going to see you again? Get on the mic, man, so we can hear you. Come on up.
He's a big UM fan. Big time.
Nice.
Big UM fan?
It's about that U, man.
That's uniform.
It's all about the U.
University of Michigan?
Miami. Stop.
Minus one.
What are we doing?
Yeah, my next one, we in the works right now for August 24th in Bahamas.
Yeah.
And we back down here September 20th in the Joe's Calesto Center. Yeah.
Awesome, man. We're looking forward to watching that. Who else we got here?
We got Frank Castillo.
Frank, when we gonna see you in there, man? When's the next Yeah,
I said his name wrong.
Mike, should I get on here, man?
Say your name right for me, bro. Messed
Frank Gonzalez. Next fight should be also September 20th at the Joe Celestine Center.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Awesome, man.
He's a beast, man.
Yeah.
Trust me, he packs a punch.
Get on up here, man. Who was
got the number one?
What is this belt you got? What is this thing?
We got another. You know.
My name is Aaron Aponte. This is the, I went to Jamaica to fight for this belt.
Yeah?
Yeah. I fought the kid on the team over there, and I knocked him out in the first round. First round with a body shot. 141, 141 pounds in the amateurs. I'm ranked number one in the youth division.
One.
I'm starting
That's right. How old are you?
18. I just turned 18 July 8th.
Wow, man. Congratulations, man.
And
when you fight next, man?
I fight next in October for the Olympic qualifiers for the fight off in December to make the USA team to fight in the Olympics.
Very cool,
pretty
man.
Damn cool.
I got to tell you, you get knocked out with a body punch. That reminds me. Remember Tyson knocked out Spence? Oh, goodness.
I'm famous for those, man.
Yeah.
I love the body.
Where can people get tickets to your fight next week, man? What's
They could send me a DM or they could call this number. I'll give you the number right now. You know, line up
direct
for some
line?
Tickets. Yeah, it's a direct line for some tickets.
The hotline? The bat phone?
Hotline bling.
Bat phone.
Hold on. It ain't my direct number, so hey, don't be calling too late, man.
No, but you guys, you're very active on social media, so I'm sure you're very good with the
fans. Yeah, hit me on the DM or the number, but you could reach me you could get some tickets at 786-355-3587. You could call anytime, you know, just let me know how many tickets you need and, you know, they'll be there.
Great, man. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, you could pick some up at my gyms. That's right. KO Fitness in Hialeah Gardens and Punch Elite Fitness in Wynwood.
Nice.
Sorry about that. All right.
No, you don't got to worry about it. Best of luck next Friday, man, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Always rooting you on. We're happy for you. Congratulations on getting the belt. And we're hoping for a continued successful climb upside the rankings.
Nah, thank you. Before I go, though, let me just shout out my sponsors because, you know, they really helped me make everything possible. I got to shout out Stack Pro, Soldier Sports, TNZ, Sand Viper, Bully Blue Vendetta, Tropical Breeze, Miami Mobile Oil, Xavier Moving and Storage.
Cool.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Good for you, buddy.
For having me. I love being here. This is my favorite sports show.
No worries. No worries.
Harold Calderon.
See you guys out here next Friday.
King Calderon. He's going to be in action next Friday at Miccosukee. Go check him out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.